相信这样彼此能够得到很大的鼓励。
I think it will encourage each one of us.
我们的所信的主，是无所不能、无所不在的。
Our God is Almighty God, omnipotent, omnipresent.
我们今天跟大家分享爱在上帝里。
So we're going to share today's message, love in God.
我们在分享之前，我想讲一件故事。
Before I share the message, I want to tell you a story.
他们说在这进入天堂的时候呢，所有的男人呢就分成两个队伍。
Before entering heaven, all men separate into two groups.
一个队伍呢进入的牌子上面就写说是怕老婆的。
One is afraid of wife.
这条队伍呢排得非常的长。
There's a long queue.
但是另外一个队伍呢是写不怕老婆的。
There's another group not afraid of wife.
结果身边就排了一个人，又瘦又小的。
There's only one skinny man.
所以大家就很羡慕地问他说：“你怎么能够在这个队伍呢？”
So everybody's envious of him and asks him, "How could you end up there?"
那个小个子说：“是我老婆叫我站在这里的。”
Because my wife sent me.
我们今天要讲爱这件事情。
So we're talking about love.
事实上，爱是每一个人都在追求的。
Everybody is searching for love.
事实上，一个人要是有爱的时候，你会发现你的生活在地如在天。
If you find love, you will feel it on earth as in heaven.
当两个人开始彼此要建立这种爱的关系的时候呢，当大家这双方发现是可以建立的时候呢，你会发现大家会非常的努力的来建造。
When two about to be in love, they try hard to build it.
就好像在盖楼房一样。
Like building. High rise.
而且越盖越大，越盖越高。
They want to build it high and big.
事实上，两个有爱的人在建立这个关系的时候，都想把这个建筑呢能够建得雄壮、高大、豪华、富丽。
Both want to build it magnificently.
因为他们觉得这个爱如果能够盖得更雄壮的话，他们能够越得到享受。
They want to enjoy the love.
但是风吹了，雨打了以后。这个房子就会开始经验考验。
But sometimes waves and difficulty came.
但是这个房子能够撑得住像地震那样的冲击的时候，那只有看见最重要一件事情是眼睛看不见的部分。
Whether it can withstand the impact of earthquake, that depends on something invisible.
那个就是看不见在地下的基础。
The invisible thing is a foundation underground.
基础是在经过考验的时候才能够看得出来的。
Underground can be tested and show the strength only after test.
你和你所周围所爱的人所建立的这个关系的基础是放在哪里呢？
What about the relation of the people you love? Where's the foundation?
这个关系能够经得起真的巨大的考验，它的基础确实在哪个地方，你知道吗？
How can it withstand the test of time?
所以今天我们这个信息事实上是对这些未婚的人可以作为一个参考。
So today's message has a lot of to do with the people unmarried.
那对那些已经结婚的人更是可以做参考。
Also, more important to the married couple as well.
我们想借着路德记第三章来分享这件事情。
Let's share the message from Ruth chapter 3.
这章里面有两个人，一个叫做路德，一个叫做波阿斯。
So one is Ruth, one is Boaz.
他们在当时彼此之间开始认识的时候呢，他们是处在一个非常不利于他们两个建立一个永久关系的基础上。
When they first met, there doesn't seem to be a ground to build their mutual relationship.
路德记第三章第一节说，路德的婆婆拿俄米对他说：“女儿啊，我不当为你找个安身之处，使你享福吗？”
Chapter 3, verses 1. One day Naomi, her mother-in-law, said to her, "My daughter, should I not try to find a home for you where you will be well provided for?"
这个时候路德事实上跟她的妈妈，她的婆婆呢，两个人都是寡妇。
So both Naomi and Ruth were widow.
他们从外乡啊，因为这个丈夫都死了以后，没有任何的生活条件，所以必须回到他们原来居住的地方。
Both their husband died. They moved back from Moab.
那这个婆婆呢？她是犹大人。这个媳妇呢？她是 外邦人。
So Naomi was Jew and Ruth was Moab, Moabite.
那当他们回到这个犹大地的 地方呢，事实上立刻就面临到生存的问题。
When they went back to Judah, first they have to make a living.
那这个做媳妇的呢，她想到婆婆年老了，所以她就出去啊，在人家的田地里面捡那些丢在地上剩下的那些麦穗。
So Ruth, the daughter-in-law, gleaned from the field.
那因为路德她的名声呢，从过去愿意陪着她的婆婆回到这个地方，并且回来愿意这样的服侍她的婆婆呢，她的名声已经传开了。
So Ruth's reputation preceded me because she accompanied her mother-in-law and provided for her.
当她去捡拾的那个麦穗的那个田地的主人呢，叫做波阿斯，听到了这个路德的名声。
The master of the field he gleaned from was named Boaz. Heard about her story.
所以这个波阿斯呢，就对她有恩典。让他能够捡拾那个麦穗呢，能够得到他所需要的。
So Boaz showed favor to her.
所以因为路德的美德呢，吸引了这个波阿斯。
So the merit of Ruth attracted Boaz.
所以在这个时候呢，路德的婆婆啊，拿阿米啊，这个时候就告诉这个媳妇说：“我要为你找一个安身之处。”
Then Naomi said to her daughter-in-law, "Shall I try to find a home for you?" Will be well provided for.
第二节说，你与波阿斯的使女常在一处，波阿斯不是我们的亲族吗？他今夜在场上播大麦。
Verses 2, is not Boaz, with whose servant girls you have been a kinsman of ours? Tonight he will be winnowing barley on the threshing floor.
这个波阿斯事实上是拿俄米的丈夫的亲人。
So Boaz actually the kinsman to Naomi's husband.
而且这个亲人呢，他是亲到一个关系呢，他可以买赎他的的财产。
And he's close enough to be a redeemer.
上帝在对以色列人祝福的时候呢，他为他们两件事情祝福，一个就是他们的土地，还有一个就是他们的子孙。
So when God blessed Israelite, he blessed the land and blessed their offspring.
那这个土地呢，对以色列人来讲是非常重要的。你必须要拥有那个土地，上帝才能够祝福你。
So land is the origin of God's blessing. You have to own the land to be blessed by God.
如果这个土地的主人死了，将来这个他这个这个族呢就会消失的。
If the landlord died, then the family will eventually die out also.
那他所拥有的土地呢，就不再属于他原来的主人。
Then the land no longer belongs to the original owner.
这个时候就需要靠他很近的亲人呢来买赎他，所以越近的亲人呢才有那个资格可以买赎这个土地。
So it depending upon the close relative to redeem the land back to the family.
第三节他这里讲到说，这个婆婆呢就对这个媳妇路德说：“你要沐浴抹膏，换上衣服，下到场上。”却不要使那人就是波阿斯认出你来，你等他吃喝完了。
So verses 3, Ruth said to, Naomi said to Ruth, "Wash and perfume yourself and put on your best clothes, then go down to the threshing floor, but doesn't let him, Boaz, know you are there until he was finished eating and drinking."
所以这个外邦的摩押的女子回到这个地方，现在所要进行的事情呢，是她不了解的。
So Moab and Ruth didn't understand what was going on.
完全是这个她的婆婆啊，拿俄米来教她要怎么做，她完完全全的顺服她婆婆的要求。
She was following the instruction from her mother-in-law, Ruth, Naomi.
也就是说，她告诉她的媳妇说：“你要把你整个身体呢洗干净，并且擦上香水。”
So Naomi told Ruth to wash and perfume yourself.
然后穿上好的衣服呢，要到那个工作的田地去。
And put on your best clothes, go down to the threshing floor.
并且告诉这个媳妇说，你不要被那个波阿斯看见。
Don't let Boaz know you are coming.
你在远处的地方观察，波阿斯吃完饭以后，他要回去休息的时候。
Observe in the distance until he finished eating and drinking.
所以下面要发生的这个事情呢，我们必须借着旧约的圣经，先有一个背景的了解。 这样的话你对下面所要发生的事情就不会产生许多的问题。
Let's look into the historical background from Old Testament so that we can understand what happened afterwards.
这个是记在利未记的地方讲到土地的事情。
It's written in the book of Leviticus about the land.
这是上帝对以色列人的吩咐，说土地呢你不可以永远卖掉，因为这个土地是我的，你们在我面前是客旅，是寄居的。
So these were the instructions of the Lord to the Israelite. The land must not be sold permanently because the land is mine and you are but aliens and my tenants.
在你们所得为业的全地也要准人将地赎回。
Throughout the country that you hold as a possession, you must provide for the redemption of the land.
就是刚才我讲的那个地呢是给这个家族的，这个地是给你们的，我来祝福就在从看这个地来祝福的。
So the land belongs to the family and God blessed the family who owns the land.
如果这个家族穷的时候呢把这个地卖掉呢，他有权利啊可以再赎回来的。
If they're poor, sold the land, but they have the right to buy it back.
所以也就是说买他那个地的那个人呢使用了以后呢，如果对方要求赎回去的时候呢，你必须让他赎回去的。
So the original owner has the right to redeem the land back to the original family.
所以这个买卖呢，是不是一次就成交，就永远就成交，只是暂时性的。
So it's not a permanent trade. Everything is temporary.
接下来说，你的弟兄若渐渐穷乏，卖了几分地业，他至近的亲属就要来把弟兄所卖的赎回来。
If one of your countrymen become poor and sells some of his property, his nearest relative is to come and redeem what his countryman has sold.
所以这个赎回这个地呢，不只是他本人可以赎，他自己很亲近的弟兄呢，也可以有这个权利呢，把地赎回来，因为这个地呢，是上帝要祝福这个家族的对象。
So not only the original owner, but the nearest relative can redeem the land, so the God can continue to bless the family owning the land.
好，下一个呢是讲到《生命记》的里面讲到是对着人来讲，刚才讲土地，现在来讲人的事情。
So next, talk about God's instruction on people.
弟兄同居，若死了一个没有儿子，死人的妻不可出嫁外人，他丈夫的兄弟当尽弟兄的本分，娶他为妻，与他同房。
So in Deuteronomy chapter 25, verses 5, if brothers are living together and one of them dies without a son, his widow must not marry outside the family. Her husband's brother shall take her and marry her and fulfill the duty of a brother-in-law to her.
这是上帝对以色列人在土地上跟对后代的事情上这样的交代的。
So that's the Lord's instruction to the offspring of Israelite.
这两件事情的土地跟后代的交代里面，主要的目的就是让以色列这个民族能够存留下来。
So it's about the land and offspring, so that the Israelite can live forever.
所以在这里讲到人后代的事情上，就是说，如果兄弟之间呢有一个兄弟死了，但是他的妻子呢还没有生出儿子过，接下来呢，其他的兄弟呢就要尽这个义务来娶这个妻子，为他的兄弟留下后代来。
So if one of the brother died without offspring, then the widow should marry the one of the brother to get an offspring, maintain the family name.
妇人所生的长子必归死兄的名下，免得他的名在以色列中涂抹了。
Verse 6, the first son she bears shall carry on the names of the dead brother, so that his name will not be blotted out from Israel.
那这个弟兄要是也死了，他都没有弟兄的话呢，那就变成要找他最近的亲属来做这件义务的工作。
If this person have no brother or all the brother die also, then you look into the close relative to fulfill this obligation.
好，我们现在对上帝对以色列人的土地跟后代呢，已经有一个背景的了解。我们再来看下面所要讲的事情。
So now we understand the instruction of the Lord to the land and the offspring. Then we continue our message.
也就是说，她的婆婆叫她这个媳妇呢，要换好衣服、洗好澡、擦上香水呢，下面要做的事情。
So the mother-in-law instruct her to take baths and perfume and put on nice clothes.
要等这个波阿斯呢吃完饭了，
Wait until Boaz finished eating and drinking.
好，接下来的第四节里面讲到说，到他睡的时候，你看准他睡的地方，就进去掀开他脚上的被子，躺卧在那里，他必告诉你所当做的事。
Verses 4, when he lies down, know the place where he is lying. Then go and uncover his feet and lie down. He will tell you what to do.
我想现在的现代人看这件事情也觉得这个是非常前进的哈。
So even in modern standard, this is pretty progressive way of doing things.
我想没有一个做母亲的人会教她的女儿做这样的事情的。
I don't think any mother will instruct her daughter to do such things.
但是这里我们我耐心的看下去。
But let's be patient.
路德说，凡你所吩咐我的，必遵行。
So he said, I will do whatever you said. Ruth answered.
路德就下到场上，照她婆婆所吩咐她的而行。
So she went down to the threshing floor and did everything her mother-in-law told her to do.
伯阿斯吃喝完了，心里欢畅，就去睡在麦堆旁边。路德便悄悄地来，掀开他脚上的被，躺卧在那里。
When Boaz had finished eating and drinking and was in good spirits, she went over to lie down at the far end of the grain pile. Ruth approached quietly, uncovered his feet, and lay down.
我想那时候路德一定有很迫切的祷告。
So I think Ruth must be praying earnestly.
希望波阿斯那天晚上他有洗过脚。
He wished Boaz washed his feet that night.
所以他就钻到那个被子里面躺在那个地方。
So she went under the cover.
事实上在那个时候因为要晒这个麦子的时候呢，晚上呢要在那个地方守夜，免得人来偷他们所收获的。
So when they were threshing, they need to stay there to guard the grains.
而且睡觉的时候是用一个很大的被子盖着。
So they cover with a big quilt.
他们的仆人呢，就在他的脚边呢，可以躺卧，也在那个地方坐，睡在旁边，等于是保护主人，也保护他们的收获。
So the servants slept around the master to protect the master and the harvest.
所以这个是当时的情况，奴仆呢就睡在主人的脚的旁边，有许多的仆人。
So many servants slept around the feet of the master.
到了半夜，那人忽然惊醒，翻过身来，不料有女子躺在他的脚下。
In the middle of the night, something startled the man, and he turned and discovered a woman lying at his feet.
他就说，你是谁？回答说，我是你的婢女路德，求你用你的衣襟遮盖我，因为你是我一个至近的亲属。
Who are you? He asked. I'm your servant Ruth, she said. Spread the cover of your garment over me, since you are the kinsman's redeemer.
所以这个路德睡觉半夜的时候呢，他醒过来的时候呢，发现脚的上那个地方有一个人躺在那个地方。
So Boaz woke up in the middle of the night, discovering a woman lying around his feet.
所以他把被子拉开看的时候呢，看到一个他不认识的人。
So when he put the garment around, he saw a stranger.
所以他马上问他说：“你是谁？”
That's why he asked, "Who are you?"
我在 Arizona 有一位有一对夫妇啊，他们接受主啊，他们分享他们以前结婚之前的事情。
So a couple accepted Jesus and they shared a witness before they accept the Lord.
他们回忆说他们结婚的第一个晚上所发生的事情。
They remember the wedding night.
他说那天睡到半夜的时候呢，他的丈夫被他的太太稍微摇动了惊醒的时候呢，因为他们两个人都是很深的近视眼。
So because they are all nearsighted, so when they were startled in the middle of the night.
结果那个太太在旁边翻动的时候呢，丈夫第一句话问说：“你是谁？”
So when the wife tossed and turned, the first thing the husband asked, "Who are you?"
因为他过去从来没有一个女的睡在他旁边过。
Because he never slept with a woman before.
这个伯阿斯大概也不认识路德，从来没有在床上跟这个路德有这样的经验，所以一看到有个女的躺在那里，他问他说：“你是谁？”
So likewise, Boaz was startled.
他马上回答说：“我是你的奴仆啊，我是你的婢女啊，路德。”
So she answered, "I'm your servant Ruth."
求你用你的衣襟遮盖我。
Spread the corner of your garment over me.
因为他把被子拉过来，等于这个时候呢，路德事实上是身上就没有再有东西遮盖，因为天冷。
So when Boaz pulled the garment over, then no longer covered, Ruth no longer have any cover, and it was cold.
那当然，也有人解释说，这个是一个求你用衣襟遮盖我，意思是说我愿意接受你的求婚。
And someone says symbolically, spread the corner of your garment over me means to, ask for her hand.
但是路德接下来讲一句话，他说：“因为你是我一个至敬的亲属。”
Because you are kinsman's redeemer.
这个亲属近到一个程度是你可以买赎我的。
So the relations with close relative to able to redeem for the family.
这两个人要靠在一起。要走前面的路呢，事实上在当时来讲是很不顺利的。
So there will be some obstacle ahead of them.
因为他们两个之间的差距太大了。
Because there are some sociological gap between them.
因为一个是以色列人，一个是外邦人，摩押人。
One is Jewish, one is Moabite.
一个是就是很有成就的一个社会有地位的人，一个是奴仆。
One is rich, one is a servant, slave girl.
那还有一个就是这个女的是一个寡妇。
And she was also a widow.
她身上有很多的残累。
So she's imperfect in a way.
她要照顾她的婆婆。
And she had burden to take care of her mother-in-law.
一个非常富有，但是她是贫穷，没有办法过日子的人。
So rich versus very poor.
而且当时这样的一个过程呢，事实上是影响到会破坏到名声的。
And reputation may involve as well.
所以我们在这里思想一件事情，就是说他们两个人因为爱的关系愿意建立在一起，虽然是这么样不顺利的环境，这么样不好的条件，他们是怎么样能够建立关系呢？
Despite all the obstacles, how can their love relationship grow?
我们也听过许多人的抱怨说我们之间夫妇有问题。
Some of us complain there's some problem between husband and wife.
我们有很多的困难很难解决。
It's difficult to get rid of those problems.
事实上这两个人他们之间的困难也很多的。
Of course, between Ruth and Boaz, there's many difficulties also.
特别是对波阿斯来讲，我何必再浪费面对这么多的困难来接受这个爱情呢
？Why Boaz bother with such difficult love？
我们来看波阿斯怎么样的回答。
Then let's look at the response from Boaz.
波阿斯说：“女儿啊，愿你蒙耶和华赐福，你末后的恩比先前更大，因为少年人无论贫富，你都没有跟从。”
The Lord bless you, my daughter," she replied.This kindness is greater than that which you showed earlier. You have not run after younger men, whether rich or poor.
遇到这样很特殊的一个状态的时候，结果波阿斯还说愿耶和华赐福给你。
Even with such special circumstances, Boaz said, "The Lord bless you."
在这里，我们就必须要从圣经来了解他们之间这个爱的基础是建立在什么上面。
So we need to look to scripture for the foundation of their love.
如果我们一般常人来看这件事情，好像发现这个是非常不寻常的一件事情。
It's unusual from the worldly point of view.
甚至有一些比较保守的人还认为这样的方式好像怎么看都看不出有什么合理的地方。
Some conservative people may consider this to be very irrational.
但是在这里我们看见这个条件很不好的情况之下，如果没有一个真实的基础的话，这个关系是没有办法建立的。
So the foundation really matters, especially among difficult circumstances.
我们也在这里彼此互相鼓励。如果你的与人的之间的关系有困难的时候，你要看见什么才是真正有价值的事情。
So let's encourage each other to see through the difficult relationship, to see the value among those difficult relationships.
在这里波阿斯说你末后的恩比先前更大。
So he said this kindness greater than that which you showed earlier.
这个恩事实上在原文来讲就是你很有恩慈，你对待人很恩慈，很慈 慈祥的意思。
That means kindness. You're kind to people.
那这里讲到说，你先前的恩比后面的恩啊，后面的恩比先前的恩更大。那也就是什么是先前的恩典呢
？So what is greater than that which you showed earlier?
他先前的恩慈是什么呢
？What's the kindness showed earlier?
他那也就是说，波阿斯看见他先前的恩慈啊，并且祝福他说：“你后面来的恩慈呢，比前面那个恩慈还要更大。”
So the Lord bless you because this kindness is greater.
实际上他们这两个的关系在当时来看是很不看好的，这种关系事实上是很脆弱的，事实上是不太在当时的社会能够站得住的。
So there seemed no hope between Boaz and Ruth.
但是波阿斯却说：“你后面来的恩慈呢，要比你前面的还要大。”
Despite that, Boaz said, "This kindness is greater."
他前面的恩慈，事实上就是他对待他的婆婆，陪伴他、照顾他这个恩慈。
The earlier kindness means how Ruth took care of Naomi, her mother-in-law.
那后面的恩慈是什么呢
？So what's the kindness later?
因为他说你是我至近的亲属。
You're my kinsman, close relative.
也就是后面的恩慈，他是抓住了这个路德是抓住了上帝的话语的应许。
So Ruth held on to Lord's promise.
也就是说，我要为我的所死去的丈夫这个家族，我要生子立后。
Because she was determined to carry the family name.For her family.
他不是因为我个人的喜好而已，而是因为上帝这样的应许。
She's not thinking of herself, but thinking about God's promise.
刚才我们讲到，上帝要祝福以色列人，在他们的土地上，他要祝福他们，并且在他们的后代上要来祝福。
Earlier we talked about God's blessing to the land and to the people.
那也就是说，这个拿俄米他的前夫丈夫死去的丈夫呢，那一块地呢？因为没有任何后代了，这块地就会失去了。
So if there's no offspring from Naomi's family, then the land will be lost.
并且两个寡妇呢，他们没有后代，所以也没有，即使有人愿意赎呢，土地也没有人能够继承。
So even people willing to redeem for the two widows, and there'll be no offspring to take care of the land afterwards.
所以事实上，这位路德呢，他就是这样说。你是我至近的亲属，按照上帝的吩咐的话，你要尽那个做至亲的责任，你必须为这个我的这个丈夫的家族呢生下后代来。
So according to Lord's promise, you the redeemer, you need to produce offspring from my family.
所以生下来的后代呢，就能够把那个土地再一次的赎回来。
So after redeeming the land.And the offspring can take care of.
所以上帝的祝福在这个家仍然持续的临到。
So the promise of the Lord can continue within this family.
所以我们看见两个人要建立他们彼此爱的关系里面呢，他们的基础呢，不是只是建立在我跟你之间多么的愉快、多么的舒服、多么的享受，这个不是他们真正的基础。
So the foundation of love is not just feeling among the two people.
他们的基础是建立在因为上帝的应许，我们要承受它。
The foundation is God's promise.
所以这个波阿斯才会回答说：“女儿啊，愿你蒙耶和华的赐福。”
That's why Boaz said, "The Lord bless you."
接下来他对他说：“女儿啊，现在不要惧怕，凡你所说的。”我必照着行，我本城的人都知道你是个贤德的女子。
And now, my daughter, don't be afraid. I will do for you all you ask. All my fellow townsmen know that you are a woman of noble character.
所以事实上，路德看这个波阿斯看着路德的时候，路德的反应事实上是害怕的。
So actually, Ruth was afraid.
所以他才说，现在不要惧怕。
That's why Boaz said, "Don't be afraid."
如果来思想路德的话，他事实上是有风险的。
There's a risk on Ruth's part.
事实上，波阿斯可以说我拒绝。
Because Boaz can turn her down.
他就带着羞耻回去了。
then she'll return with shame.
不但带着羞耻回去，她再也没有办法再回来这个地来捡她所需要的生活所需的粮食。
And she could no longer glean if that happened.
所以她会惧怕。
That's why she was afraid.
但是她做这件事情是根据信心的。
But he did it. But she did it according to her faith.
因为她信上帝所定规的。
She had faith in God's promise.
所以这个信心呢，让波阿斯得着了感动，说：“凡你所说的，我必照着行。”
So that touched Boaz. That's why, for all you asked, I will do for you all you ask.
因为所有城里面的人都知道你是一个贤德的女子。
And all my fellow townsmen know that you are a woman of noble character.
也就是说，她的品德已经早就被接受了。
So she was accepted as a noble woman.
接下来，波阿斯对她表达了这件事情，说：“我实在是你一个至近的亲属，只是还有一个比我更近。”
Although it is true I am near of kin, there is a kinsman redeemer nearer than I.
是从这里我们看得出来，波阿斯对路德呢，事实上是由爱已经产生了。
So you can see there is love.In Boaz to Ruth already.
他那个里面的路德里面的那个美丽呢，事实上已经吸引了波阿斯。
So the internal beauty attracted Boaz.
也就是说，他们两个人可以讲是两情相悦。
So there's a mutual.
但是在两情相悦之下呢，我们来看，刚才路德是抓着上帝的应许，我们看波阿斯呢，他也遵照上帝的规定。
So Ruth clung to God's promise, and then Boaz followed God's covenant.
他愿意接纳路德，可是因为按照定规的话，必须由最近的亲属有优先权去买赎他的土地，并且接纳这个妇人。
So according to the covenant, the nearest kinsman is the first one to redeem.
所以他说还有一个人比我更近，所以我必须。不能现在就做任何的行动。
So that's why she said there's a kinsman redeemer nearer than I am. I could not redeem you at this point.
所以他对他说：“你今夜在这里住宿，明早他若肯为你尽亲属的本分，就由他吧。倘若不肯，我指着永生的耶和华起誓，我必为你尽了本分，你只管躺到天亮。”
Stay here for the night, and in the morning, if he wants to redeem, good.Let him redeem, but if he's not willing, as surely as the Lord lives, I will do it. Lie here until morning.
在这两个情况很不顺利之下，两个要结合在一起呢，他们要越过很多的障碍。
There are many obstacles to jump through.
真正能够让他们引导建立他们关系的是根据上帝的定规。
But Lord's covenant guide them.
所以这个波阿斯呢，他知道。必须让比他更近的亲属来做第一个的选择，他才可以考虑下一个阶段。
So Boaz insists you need to go through the process.
所以我们在这里也要思这些年轻人，如果你还没有结婚的人呢，你要思想，你要进行你的情感的建造呢，是不是符合上帝的要求的步骤里面，你在进行这个关系。
So for young men, you have to consider during the relationship, are you following Lord's guidance?
不是说因为我看他很喜欢，我就是做了什么事情都不要管的。
It's not do as I please.
只要我舒服就好。
As long as I want it.
这种的建立的关系的基础呢，就不是在上帝的上面。
The foundation is not upon God's guidance.
这样的话，等到外面的事情、环境有点变化的时候呢，这个爱的关系呢就很脆弱，就很容易跌倒。
Such love will easily stumble once temptation or obstacle came.
路德便在他的脚下躺到天快亮，人彼此不能辨认的时候就起来。波阿斯说：“不可使人知道有女子到场上来。”
So she lay at his feet until morning.But got up before anyone could be recognized. And he said, Don't let it be known that a woman came to the threshing floor.
因为他顾念到这个路德的名声。
So he was considerate of Ruth's reputation.
他为什么顾虑到他的名声呢？因为路德他还没有权利娶她为妻。
Because it's not yet in his right to marry Ruth.
所以他要保护他的名声，因为可能比他至近的亲属，如果将来娶她的话，对路德或对那个亲属是有不利的影响。
So Ruth's reputation matter if the nearest redeemer decided to redeem her.
按今天的话来讲，就是路这个波阿斯呢，并没有被爱啊冲昏了头。
So it's not love conquers all. She's still reasonable, thinking logically.
那波阿斯要把路德送回去的时候，他就对路德说：“打开你所披的外衣。”他打开了，波阿斯就搓了六簸箕的大麦，帮他 扛在肩上，他便进城去了。
He also said, "Bring me the shawl you are wearing, and hold it out." When she did so, she poured into it six measurement of barley and put it on her. Then she went back to town.
他事实上这个给他的这个麦子呢，是叫他带回去的。十六节说，路德回到婆婆那里，婆婆说：“女儿啊，怎么样了？”路德就将那人向他所行的诉说了一遍。
When Ruth came to her mother-in-law, Naomi asked, "How did it go, my daughter?" Then she told her everything Boaz had done for her.
又说那人给了我六簸箕大麦，对我说：“你不可空手回去见你的婆婆。”
And added, "He gave me these six measurements of barley, saying, 'Don't go back to your mother-in-law empty-handed.'"
她的婆婆就回答说：“女儿啊，你只管安坐等候，看这事怎样成就，因为那人今日不办成这事。”必不休息。
Then Naomi said, "Wait, my daughter, until you find out what happens, for the man will not rest until the matter is settled today."
这个爱情到婚姻的路上呢，应当会有一个阶段出现，是这样的一个阶段。
So there's a certain stage that leads love to marriage.
叫做安坐等候。
It's called settle down and wait.
我们发现今天有很多的这个年轻人在互相追逐爱情的时候呢，事实上是很紧张的。
So nowadays, young people in love, they are very nervous and jittery.
他们很担心还有其他的竞争对手出现。
They're worried about competition.
他们希望用一种方法能够把对方掌握住。
They want to control their love.
甚至已婚的人也有这样的现象。
It can happen to married people also.
婚姻的关系是维持在一种很紧张的状态，就是用一种条件来控制对方，你如果不这样我就这样。
So it's always tension, try to control the whole situation.
你如果不听的话，我就孩子我就不管。
So there's always certain conditions upon the relationship.
用这种紧张的关系来维持的婚姻，不是建立在上帝的根基上面。
Such tension exists because it's not built on the foundation of God.
我们享受上帝所赐给我们的爱情呢，如果在上帝的根基上面的话，你就会常常享受到安坐等候。
Enjoy the love on God's foundation, then you can rest and wait.
所以我们今天回头来看路德跟波阿斯之间他们的感情的发展呢，因为确确实实是因为上帝对以色列人的应许，他们是站在这个应许上来建立他们的爱情。
So you can see between Boaz and Ruth, the promised between Lord and Israel.
所以事实上这个不看好的关系呢，却会带出来一个非常荣耀、奇妙、美丽的爱情。
The obstacle among them bring glory to their future relationship.
有一对在 Arizona 我认识的夫妻呢，他们结婚已经多年了。
There's a couple married for many years in Arizona.
儿女也长大了。
Children are grown.
事实上，这一对夫妻呢，他们过去年轻的时候是经过很热烈的恋爱啊，非常喜欢对方，特别是对对方的那个跟自己不一样的那个部分呢，非常的钦佩、仰慕。
When they were dating, they admired each other tremendously.
一个内向，一个是外向。
One is extrovert, one is introvert.
所以当时的感觉非常的浪漫。
So they feel romantic toward each other.
但是结婚了以后却发现，这个变成是最大的痛苦。
But after marriage, they discover it's pain to get along with each other.
因为不同的地方太尖锐了，所以常常对立起来。
Because there are so many differences among them.
而且慢慢在儿女长大的过程中，两个的相处关系一直没有处得很好。
Especially when children are grown, their relationship never really improved.
但是因为孩子已经生出来，所以这个婚姻就用这种关系就忍耐着。
They cannot tolerate because the kids.
但是等到孩子长大了，变成空巢期的时候
，After kids left.
再加上后来两个人都退休了
，And they are both retired.
整天大脸对着小脸
，So they just face each other day in and day out.
这个时候他们家的情况只有两个时代可以形容
，So there's only one description.
一个叫春秋，一个叫战国
，So it's a warring faction.
两个之间就是热战，不然就是冷战。
Either cold war or hot war.
两个人的心里面都同样有一个愿望出现了。
So there's a mutual, there's a mutual idea.
他们想要离婚。
Divorce.
这个丈夫说：“我已经写好与妻诀别书。”
So the husband sent a letter to divorce his wife.
但是因为他们两个人都信耶稣。
Because they're both Christian.
因为主耶稣很明白地宣布啊，除非是淫乱啊，是不可以离婚的。
God said, unless adultery, there shouldn't be divorce.
所以两个人的心里面就觉得不敢去得罪神。
So they're afraid they may offend God.
可是他发现对方还是不肯改变。
But they don't think others can change.
经过有机会跟他们一同 counseling 以后呢，告诉他们方向必须转变。
So I told them they need to turn.
告诉他们说你们必须依靠主来改变自己，而不是改变对方。
Rely on God to change yourself, not change the other.
这样经过了一段相当长的时间以后呢，他们开始愿意学习，真的是改变的是要从自己要开始才有办法。
After a long while, they finally realized they have to change from within.
这个婚姻维持下来了。
So the marriage sustained.
慢慢慢慢的，他们对这个死对头啊，才开始能够学习去认识说，原来这个人呢，成为他的一个死对头的，原来是上帝安排来改变自己。
So you learn that the spouse is God's plan for them to change.
也因为这样的安排，使他们在这样一个认识了以后呢，他们的灵命呢，属灵的生命呢，就开始真正能够成长起来。
Because of that, they really grow spiritually as well.
接下来，他们之间两个之间，他们的心态就开始转变了。
So their mindset turned.
他们也开始学习来为对方来祷告。
They learn to pray for others.
并且开始在那里学习来欣赏，并且产生了一个很佩服的心。
They learn to appreciate.
他们佩服说对方能够这么多年啊，能够坚持持守在死对头的岗位上啊，不肯退下来。
They admire the other endured after all these years.
所以现在开始能够用一种感激的心啊，感谢的心来看对方。
So now they give thanks for the others.
所以这个家呢，大的整个的大的气氛呢，就开始转变了。
So the atmosphere in the family turning.
他们的属灵的生命能够真实的成长。
Their spiritual life really growing.
所以可以用刚才讲的那句话，末后的恩典呢，却比先前还要更大。
So that's why the blessing is better than before.
所以他们两个之间的这个爱的关系呢，因为什么？因为建立在上帝的真理的根基上面。
Because the love established on the foundation of God.
其实很简单的。因为上帝说不可以离婚
，Because God said you should not divorce。
所以他们愿意站在那个位置上不摇动的时候呢，祝福慢慢的就临到他们了。
Based on this principle, the blessing finally came。
幕后的恩呢，就比先前确实是更大。
So the blessing afterwards better than before。
我不知道你们现在所处的生活里面，跟你之间很亲密关系的人的关系是。怎么样的情况
？I don't know your current situation with the people you love.
有的人说啊，因为我的另外一半他不信耶稣。
Some said my spouse is non-believer.
这个不是一个理由。
This is not excuse.
这只是一个环境而已。
This is a circumstance.
如果你继续往耶稣的根基上靠近，你已经走对了。
If you continue to walk toward Jesus, you're on the right path.
你也可以为对方祷告。
Pray for the others.
使用你的见证。
use you as witness.
只要对方能够往耶稣靠一点点近，你们的祝福幕后的恩典比先前的恩典就可能实现了。
As long as the other can get closer to Jesus, the blessing will come.
两个人的关系不是只是单单为着两个人愉快和舒服而已。
Two people together is not just for being happy.
还要为着上帝才是你第一的优先。
God's glory is your first priority.
所以盼望大家能够靠着主耶稣，站在他的基础上面来靠近主，叫这个关系能够得到满满的祝福。
Let's all stand on the foundation of God, get closer to Jesus, so we will get all the blessing.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.